So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 430 chapter, verse number 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rupam Bhagavata Tvetat Ashesha Klesha Samshayam Avishkritam Nah Krishtanam Kim Manyat Anukampitam Rupam, form, Bhagavata, by your lordship, to, but, etat, this, ashesha, unlimited, klesha, miseries, samshayam, which dissipates, avishkritam, revealed, Nah, of us, Krishtanam, who are suffering from material conditions, Kim Anyat, not to speak of, Anukampitam, those to whom you are always favorably disposed. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Dear Lord, we conditioned souls are always covered by ignorance in the bodily conception of life. We therefore always prefer the miserable conditions of material existence. To deliver us from these miserable conditions, you have advanced yourself in this transcendental form. This is evidence of your unlimited causeless mercy upon those of us who are suffering in this way. What, then, to speak of devotees to whom you are always so favorably disposed? So, purport. When the Lord appears in his original form, he acts to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.8. Although he annihilates the demons, he nonetheless benefits them. It's said that all the living entities who died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra retained their original constitutional position, Swarup, because they had the chance to see Krishna face to face riding in the chariot of Arjuna. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, superficially two things were going on. The demons were being killed and the devotees, Arjuna, was being protected. However, the results were the same for everyone. Thus, it is said that the appearance of the Lord diminishes all kinds of miserable conditions caused by material existence. It is clearly stated in the verse that this form, Ashesha Klesha Samshayam, is meant to diminish all the miserable conditions experienced in life, not only by the devotees, but by all others. Avishkritam Nah Krishtanam. The Prachetas identify themselves as common men. Kim Anyat Anukampitam. The devotees are always favorably accepted by the Lord. The Lord shows all mercy not only to conditioned souls, but also to the devotees who are already liberated due to their devotional service. The form of the Lord as worship in the temples is called Archa Vigraha or Archavatar, the worshipable form, the deity incarnation. This facility is offered to new devotees so that they can see the real form of the Lord face to face and offer their respectful obeisances and sacrifices in the form of archa. Through such activities, the neophytes spiritually invoke their original Krishna consciousness. Deity worship in the form of temple worship is the most valuable benediction given by the Lord to beginners. All neophytes must therefore engage in the worship of the Lord by keeping the Archa Vigraha, Archavatar, at home or in the temple. So I will read one more translation. Dear Lord, we conditioned souls are always covered by ignorance in the bodily conception of life. We therefore always prefer the miserable condition of material existence. To deliver us from these miserable conditions, you have advented yourself in this transcendental form. This is evidence of your unlimited causeless mercy upon those of us who are suffering in this way. What then to speak of the devotees to whom you are always so favorably disposed? So, I will try to speak today, and I'm not feeling confident, and so I want to excuse for if it will be a little chaotic. So at the beginning I would like to speak about darshan, because this verse speaks mainly about darshan, what I found. And so darshan has a liberating potency to somebody who get him, which is said also in purport here, that for example all living entities who died on battlefield or of Kurukshetra, they got liberated just because they saw Krishna on chariot, and it doesn't depend on which side they were standing. And when Krishna gives darshan, he diminishes all miseries. Oh, and for Krishna appear mostly to advanced devotees in his personal form, like you can read here, because these all people in Bhagavatam, mostly they did some severe austerities or they were on high platform, but Krishna is so merciful, so that he also appears to us, to normal devotees, in form of archak vigraha, and thus we can see real Krishna face to face, like Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned that archa vigraha form and deity worship is the benediction to beginners. And I was thinking about it, and when you come to darshan, you can see Krishna directly. So for us who doesn't have direct experience, like Krishna doesn't reveal completely in holy name or just that he appears in front of us, we can come to temple and see him here. Okay. Also his form, when he appears, we can see that his form is incredibly attractive. When devotees meet him many times, they have overwhelming experience. So, for example, Dhruva Maharaj, when Krishna appeared in front of him, he was completely finished. There is in Bhagavatam 4.9 it's mentioned. When Dhruva Maharaj saw his Lord just in front of him, he was greatly agitated and offered him obeisances and respect. He fell flat before him like a rod and became absorbed in love of Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj, in ecstasy, looked upon the Lord as if he were drinking the Lord with his eyes, kissing the lotus feet of the Lord with his mouth, and embracing the Lord with his arms. Also, many devotees who had some dream with Krishna or had some special revelation, they described that his beauty really struck them, so that they couldn't understand how somebody could be so beautiful. And also when Krishna appears somewhere in Bhagavatam, there is always some description how he looks, because it's so attractive. and also helps us to meditate about him. So, does somebody have some questions till now? Okay. So I will continue about Archa Vigraha, which is Krishna in form of deities. So it's his mercy to appear like this. It's again most holy benediction to the beginners. It helps us directly see him by our senses, which are not purified yet. So otherwise we don't have chance to see him. And also deities helps us to follow higher standards than we may follow without them. For example, some devotees, they waking up because they want to see deities on Mangala Arati, or because they need to do pujari service in pujari. Otherwise there is chance that they will sleep long. Or also different devotees will cook not so offerable food if they will not live somewhere where they need to offer it to deities. So deities helps to increase our standards, and also many devotees in this community, if Radha Gopinath will not be here, most probably they will also be somewhere else. So deities are like special mercy that it can hold us more together. Yeah, so this is everything I wanted to tell about Darshan. Does somebody have some comments? Okay. So when I was preparing for this class, I realized that I don't know anything. And somehow I didn't know what this verse is about. And so I was reading more Bhagavatam, and I realized my Bhagavatam reading is very poor. So this is thing which I want to improve. And so therefore I prepare a little something about Bhagavatam. As I heard that when we give class we mainly teach to ourselves. So I hope that somebody will also benefit from it. So yeah. So Srimad Bhagavatam, it's cream of Vedic knowledge. It's called Amala Purana because it's completely pure. I made point that Bhagavatam is self-revealing and unlimited. So when I read this verse, I saw that technically I could relate only to one paragraph. But after some time reading, it starts open like when you have flower and you're watering. After some time, it shows what is inside and becomes expanded. So Bhagavatam is similar. So when we try to go deep, it shows that it's unlimited. As there is story that Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, he was giving 30 days commentary on one verse of Vedanta Sutra, if I'm correct. So it's directly Bhagavatam. So it proves that Bhagavatam is special. Yeah. Also at the beginning I saw that I just see one sentence or one paragraph. But later I realized that if I want to take note from this verse, so that if we want to really take notes from Bhagavatam, we will have to just rewrite it all, because every sentence has some purport, and every sentence gives sense and has place there. And yeah, and also what we have especially in ISKCON is this, that we have purports from Srila Prabhupada, which are like second Bhagavatam, because they are also full of nectar, and technically there is included everything. Next thing which I found with Bhagavatam, that it's very accurate, which many times people outside don't like, that we are so sure about things, because there are exactly described how Krishna look, his qualities, everything. There is described size of universe, different measurements, different time, from smallest like lava till Mahakalpas, which no scientist they can even imagine such numbers, or they can imagine but they cannot really say anything like which is based on some truth. So also Bhagavatam is very powerful. We can see that it can change our lives. There is verse then that by regular hearing of Bhagavatam and Bhagavatam person, we can become purified, and all obstacles can be destroyed. So it's powerful. In first canto it's mentioned that the Srimad Bhagavatam will gradually elevate the unbased reader to the highest perfectional stage of transcendence. It will enable him to transcend the three modes of material activities, furtive action, speculative philosophy, and worship of functional deities as in verses. So we see that if we will study carefully Bhagavatam, we can get purified from our conditioning. Also, I think it's in introduction to Bhagavatam, but I didn't find it in the database. Prabhupada mentioned that if we read Bhagavatam like systematically from first canto more and more, gradually we will become self-realized, and we will come to such stage that we can even convince others about Krishna. So it's made very logically and systematically. Yeah, some people they want to try directly to the canto, as Srila Prabhupada many times mentions, but they just cannot understand, because it's very confidential and can be revealed only to self-realized souls. Okay, also power of Bhagavatam can be visible, that some people can use it for exorcism, like for example Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Once there was a very powerful ghost from Brahmana. He was living in tree, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur he sent one pandit to read for one month Bhagavatam just under this tree. And after this month, this tree cracked and ghost was gone. Similarly set in Garuda Purana. So when there are ghosts, like some devotees, they also experience problems. If we do some holy rituals, which Srimad Bhagavatam it is, reading Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, we can completely purify them, and we can get rid of this condition of ghost. Oh, and last thing, I would like to speak that the to be with Bhagavatam, it's because Bhagavatam is Krishna, it's not different from Krishna. So same as with Krishna, we can have relationship to Bhagavatam. And it's we can see that many times when we have some specific question, we just open Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam exactly gives us answer for that question, like if we go to some person and ask question to that person. So we see that it's special relationship when it's like both sides. As much as we try to go deep, Bhagavatam can reveal to us and give us answers. Yeah, there is also there can be problems, like similar to when devotees married. When devotees are married, after some time they can start to think about this relationship as for granted, and they start to endeavor. So after some time, marriage is not so fulfilling for them as when they are at the beginning, when they really endeavor to please this other person. So this Bhagavatam can be similar. So sometimes devotees, or at least it was my case, when I was in temple, somehow I stopped reading because I was too tired and I didn't have so much taste and determination. So it's like when we join Hare Krishna movement, we see everything as very new, and we want to go really deep, and we are very careful. But after some time can happen that we take it for granted, like, oh yeah, Bhagavatam, and it's every day. It's not like not something special for us. And then this endeavor in this relationship from our side is diminished, and also we don't get back this taste. So it's important to cultivate relationship with Bhagavatam, same like in real relationship with this other person. We need to always do some activities and exchanges. Okay. And yeah, also during reading, it came one like image to my mind. Like when I was young or small, I was watching in TV this movies about nature, how different flowers are living, how animals are living. And there was one flower which had special smell, and it was not this meat eater flower, but it was a special flower and it had smell. And when some insect came close, because they were attracted by that smell, then they had chance to still live. But if they come too close, there was some mechanism which sucked them in. And they were sometime inside, and they were closed inside. And there was a special way by which they can go out. But when they went out, they were already everywhere on their body was this pollen, this nectar from this flower. So even they thought that they are, like they escape. Whenever they came, they spread this pollen. So it's similar like this Bhagavatam. If we go deep inside, we can bask in that nectar, and after to whomever we meet, we can touch him with this nectar. So same like these flowers later will start to grow. Others people bhakti can also grow. Yeah, so I hope we will become like this insect very often. Yeah, so that's all what I wanted to say. So if have somebody some comments, complaints or questions, you are welcome. Yeah, I start to read now or recently. I bought special device because I'm attached to these electronic devices, where I can read it on direct sun. So even if I go somewhere on the beach, I can still read. And so I go to do that, that I want to systematically read every day, which I neglected over past years. And my reading was really very bad. Yeah. And also, what happened if when we don't read, but when we, or when I don't read, but sometimes when I start again, and immediately I can realize how it's nectarian, and it's much better than anything else. So this is, yeah, that's, I hope answer. So I can tell you after some time how I'm continuing. But so far, it's going good. Yeah. Something else? Yes. How this material miseries? Yeah. What you would like to hear? Ah, okay. So you want I will read this verse or say? Okay. So I will first read verse and after make comment. Dear Lord, we conditioned souls are always covered by ignorance in the bodily conception of life. We therefore always prefer the miserable conditions of material existence. To deliver us from these miserable conditions, you have advanced yourself in this transcendental form. This is evidence of your unlimited causeless mercy upon those of us who are suffering in this way. What then to speak of the devotees to whom you are always so favorably disposed? So this. Yeah, I was thinking about this, and it seems that we are. You see, that in spiritual life, everything what we do, at least till some stage, we need to do real like endeavor, because if I take like what is automatic, automatically I would like to sleep longer, or you know I'm lazy, so. So therefore there is this sadhana bhakti means that we forcing ourselves. And if we will not be attracted to something else, we don't need to force, because that means we will be automatically attracted to devotional activities. So because sadhana is this enforcement, it means that there is some kind different attraction to something different. So seems like we are attracted to material things. Like one time Prahlana Swami, he said that maybe if we will be locked in a room and there will be Bhagavatam and some magazine, maybe we will just, you know, look on this magazine, because somehow we are attracted to material energies. So therefore also Prabhupada mentioned that deities are so good benediction for devotees, because we can see them by our senses, we can taste, and it gives us higher taste. It shows us that it's better to look on deities than to look on something outside, and it makes us more satisfied also. Yeah, also that these words, when I heard this Ashesha Klesha, it remembers me one devotee in Czech, he always sing mantra for Charanamrita. So I look in Pancharatra Pradipa, and there is, I can read it. There are two verses, one for water from lotus feet of spiritual master, and similar verse which is for water from lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's for Charanamrita. So verse is also Ashesha Klesha is there. So Ashesha Klesha Nikshesha Karanam Shuddha Bhakti Dam Guru Padodakam Tva Shirasadharyam Aham. So having drunk the water from the lotus feet of the spiritual master, which bestows pure devotional service and causes the destruction of unlimited troubles, I take that water on my head. And same is said about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you see that like Charanamrita is many times either there is mentioned Charanamrita from Guru or from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every day we getting Charanamrita from deities here. So drinking Charanamrita is destroying this Ashesha Klesha. Is it okay? Because we are not pure. Yeah, because we are not pure and our intelligence is covered. And we don't, you know, we are under influence of mind and senses. So, and because senses are not purified, they are attracted to wrong things. You see, like, later, after some time when you are with devotees, when you see some things which you maybe drank before or eat before, you are not attracted because you got higher taste. Your senses got purified, so when you see something, it's not even agitation anymore. Maybe at beginning you force it because on base of intelligence you know that this is not good for my spiritual life or even for my material life. But after some time, if you see somebody eating something what you cannot offer, it's not even agitating you because senses cannot relate to it, like in term of enjoyment. So similar is with this suffering, because materialists, they don't see it as suffering even. No, they are attached to different things and they think it's enjoyment. But people who practice spiritual life, they can see that it's suffering because they see real enjoyment. So therefore, many times these acharyas or high devotees, they sing song and they are very compassionate and pity of those people. Like one time I heard Prabhupada, he saw some people playing chess or, you know, some old people just wasting time, and Prabhupada started to cry because he felt so compassionate, because he sees that it's not really enjoyment. These people think that they enjoy, but there is no enjoyment like this unless we connect with Krishna. All enjoyment is fake or just small reflection of real enjoyment. And also you see that this most rich people, they many times commit suicide. So if they will be really happy, if they will not suffer by this, they don't have reason to commit suicide. Yeah, so when we practice spiritual life, this lust get transformed later to love, or back, it get back transformed to love, because it's originally it was love to Krishna. Yeah. So Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.